edible flowers. Now, why would one want to have edible flowers? And what's the? Then we'll go into what they taste like, I guess, is kind of the outline here.
Well, it's always been a thing, but now it's becoming even more of a thing with the whole farm-to-table movement over the past few years. And just in general, like a lot of these smaller restaurants will add the flowers as a garnish or just like a little accent piece to the dish, kind of add a uniqueness to whatever they're serving.
Well, many, many years ago, back when the restaurant Ponderosa was available, that's more of a southern thing. Bonanza was more of a northern thing. Wasn't there both?
There's Ponderosa here.
Well, in the northern areas of the country, maybe you're in an area where there's still a Ponderosa or Bonanza. But anyway, the story goes, whenever we would go, there would always be a garnish on the dish, which now, looking back, it was kale, curly kale.
Yeah.
And nobody ate it but me. You weren't supposed to eat that. That was supposed to be like just a no-no.
On our first date, you said something about the garnish and how kale. I think it was parsley on my dish because I had like some Italian dinner thing. And you said kale is better. And I was like, okay, dude.
Well,
now here we are.
Now, if you add kale with bacon and a little of Walton seasoning, you got something going on there. So let's go over some of the do's and don'ts here before we actually get into some of the more common. And to me, doing research on this, didn't realize some of these were edible.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that you might not know, and you have to be cautious. And you want to make sure you are eating the correct thing. But one thing is definitely do not eat it if it was sprayed with pesticides. So you might know, like in your yard or your garden, that it wasn't. But if you're driving down the side of the road.
State park.
Yeah, you don't know what has been sprayed. So one of them, we're not going to really cover this a lot, but one of them is phlox. And I know phlox grows on the side of the road. You wouldn't want to eat that.
Well, some of these things, if they are sprayed, they probably are not going to survive that spray because it's a toxicity spray that's designed to kill
an herbicide or something.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's one thing. And then you want to use them sparingly. A lot of these can cause digestive issues if you were going to eat, like, I don't know, like a whole clover salad or something.
Right.
So you want to make sure it is definitely like an accent, garnish.
Mix it in
type of thing.
So let's talk about the first one, which is clover. Now, are we talking the white clover we see in the yard, or we're talking about the red clover that people are baling up for the animal feed in the fields?
The white and red clover blossoms.
Okay.
Yeah. So not the the animal feed. So you can add it to salads, and it has a almost like a licorice-like flavor.
Well, that won't be something you will enjoy.
No.
You don't like licorice. Next thing is dandelions. Now, dandelions in some portions of the area in which we are from, you go 10 miles one way, the dandelions are just now blooming. You go 10 miles the other way, they've already bloomed. They got the little puffers on them. However, all parts of the dandelion are edible except for the stem. The stem can be toxic. And the flower, the root, the leaf. Now, it's not something that you're going to go, hey, the family's over, let's have a whole meal of dandelions. That's not – there's different properties and benefits to different parts of the plant.
And people do stuff with the roots. They make –
they boil it, and I've heard
– like a tincture, isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be helps with your blood. Now, we're not physicians, or we don't play them on TV or the radio, so don't take it – talk with your physician.
We're not doctors. We're not nutritionists. We're not – anything like that. So definitely want to keep that in mind. Do your research and make sure you are identifying what you are eating.
That's our disclaimer.
Right. So another one is impatiens. A lot of people use these and that has a sweet flavor.
Hurry up, I'm impatient. Let's move through.
They have a sweet flavor. They can be used as a garnish or like they float in drinks.
Now, is the whole thing edible or just the flower?
The flower.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Marigolds.
Yeah, so people use this for
We know rabbits like them.
Yeah. People use them like saffron, and I think that they're in the same family. And like a lot of people, I guess they have a citrus flavor, and people like them in salads.
Okay. So that's something that many people don't realize it is something that you can eat, is the marigolds. Dandelions, many people may have been familiar. Side note on the dandelions, there's over 300 varieties of dandelions in the world, and there's no copycats, meaning that there's no secondary plant that mimics the plant of the dandelions that you can misidentify.
Oh, that's good.
There are some plants out in the world where plant A is edible, but plant B is a copycat that looks very, very similar to plant A, but plant B is toxic, and if you eat it, you're not going to be very well off. So you've got to be very well identifiable on these plants. And there's bushcraft people and outdoors people that know very, very well these plants by specific identification traits on the leaves or the stem or where it's specifically growing, under a tree, next to a riverbank. What, you know, there's certain things that this plant will only do this, and they know this from just experience.
It's like folklore, kind of. Yeah. Like, just like passed down from...
Well, like Native Americans. Yeah. Okay, what's next on our list here?
I don't know how to say that. You say it right.
Nasturtiums?
Nasturtiums, that's it.
Okay.
All right, so this is... A lot of people know about nasturtiums and how they are edible. The blossoms have a sweet, spicy flavor, like watercress, and people will make stuff the flowers, like with mousse. Or you can add it to salads, pickle them. There's all sorts of uses for nasturtiums.
Pansies is the next one on our list.
Yeah, so you only eat the petals.
Okay, so that's the only part that's safe to consume is the petals. Okay.
And some people use them as a garnish in fruit salads, green salads, desserts, or in soup.
Okay. Tulips is another one, and it's just tulip petals.
Yeah. So a lot of people have a sensitivity to the tulip petals, so you might want to, make sure if you touch the tulip petals and you get like a itchy hand, then you're likely...
Don't eat it.
Don't eat it. But a lot of people add those, again, in salads with baby peas or anything like... They go well with cucumbers.
Another one is violets.
Yeah, so violets have a perfume flavor. If you're out and you smell violets, you'll kind of get an idea of what they could possibly taste like. Kind of like when people, you know, make the lavender lemonade, you know it's going to have that lavender earthy flavor.
You know if you are going to like it or not just by the fragrance that you're ingesting through your nostrils.
Right. So that's the same thing with violets. They have a very sweet perfume flavor. Not the same as lavender, but you would know if it's something you're going to like. And a lot of people use this to embellish, like, desserts, drinks. People will freeze them.
We'll see. You know, when we watch the moving picture box, we see people – that's the TV, Holly. We see people, you know, when we watch the cake shows, they use a lot of petals in decorative fashion on cakes that are edible. Wedding cakes and different fashion cakes, they'll use the petals on that. So that's where some of it can be incorporated. But many people may choose to use it in a salad – or garnish other items with it.
And some people will take the violets and cook them like spinach. So they kind of cook them down and saute it so that it's like spinach.
Okay, and possibly add other flavors in with it.
Yeah, you probably would want to add something else, like oil, you know, cooking oil or seasoning, what have you.
If you're vegetarian and vegan, not bacon. If you're not a vegetarian and vegan,
I wasn't going to say bacon.
That's why I disclosed. Some people enjoy it. Other people do not for... personal or religious reasons.
Yeah.
So there's a list of just...
One obvious one is the sunflower seeds. But I just want to mention that because I think sometimes people don't always think about that. They might grow sunflowers and then they just, you know, throw them in their compost and they might not think about the seeds. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind. And sometimes you have to get them before the squirrels do.
Well, I saw a video online and you know how accurate that is, but it was from a reputable seed company and they took the giant mammoth sunflower right at the time it blossomed open and they knocked off the petals and then they fried it on a hot plate and then rubbed it with... sun-dried tomatoes.
And they
ate it like that. It was like...
Yeah, you can eat the petals of sunflower. Also, zucchini...
No, they were eating the whole thing. Yeah.
Zucchini blossoms.
Yes.
We can't forget about those. A lot of people will eat those. They'll deep fry them. If you have an abundance, you could use the zucchini blossoms.
Right. So with that said, maybe it's something that you did not know that you had in your own yard or on your own property, a number of these flowers in which you can consume and add towards a dish or a snack. Well, something else in which you can incorporate into your meals is products from Walton's Incorporated, whether you are taking it from animal to edible or you just need a little spicing up the meat that you purchase from the store.
So the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show is brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's Inc. We know you care about where your food comes from. Canning and preserving your fruits and vegetables is great, but with the meat, WaltonsInc.com has you covered. They have all the equipment, seasoning, supplies to make sausage, jerky, any other meat product your way to your high standards. You want to make snack sticks that people will actually like. Walton's created MeatGistics.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. Walton's even has a full line of their own meat grinders, mixers, and sausage stuffers to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's, everything but the meat. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.